The stock of United Airlines plunged nearly one-third today after a key union group rejected a restructuring plan. The airline's mechanics on Wednesday voted against wage concessions that were part of a $5 billion program to cut costs. Now, analysts say the world's second-largest airline will almost certainly be forced to file for bankruptcy protection. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
United Airlines has one of the highest cost structures in the industry. It was struggling even before 9/11 when it lost two planes in the terrorist attacks. The company lost $2.1 billion last year as air travel dropped dramatically. And though business has recovered a bit, the company said last month it had already lost $1.9 billion this year. Managers warned in August it might be forced into bankruptcy if it didn't get concessions from its employees and suppliers, as well as a federal loan guarantee. It's renegotiated some of its bank loans, and a number of unions, including the pilots, agreed to concessions. But on Wednesday, airline mechanics, members of the International Association of Machinists, or IAM, rejected their part of a wage cut plan. Today, Wall Street analysts suggested investors sell their stocks in the company. Ray Neidel is an airline industry analyst at Blaylock & Partners.
At this point, I don't see much of a future in the stock. I think that the IAM rejecting the cost cuts to qualify for the government loan guarantee more or less says that they're not going to be able to put the package together, and therefore they'll have to enter bankruptcy, where I think both the public stock and the stock owned by the employees will be wiped out.
United is desperately trying to avoid bankruptcy. Company spokesman Jeff Green says United has not given up hope it may yet reach a deal with the machinists' union.
Conversations began in the hours following the vote, and some phone conversations took place yesterday. And like I said, that's our focus. We're going to sit down, do what it takes to get another modification vote out there in front of the mechanics.
A union spokesman declined to comment on the machinists' vote, except to say it appeared workers were reluctant to cut their own wages. Analysts say bankruptcy may now give United its best shot to survive, at the very least lowering its debt load. Philip Bagley, an analyst for Standard & Poor's, which downgraded United's long-term corporate credit ratings to junk status, says the company has some things going for it, including a solid root structure.
United has already been reducing its capacity somewhat, and there are plans to do more of that. However, it's not so much that they serve the wrong markets or that their route structure has problems. It's more that the industry overall has too much capacity, and the high-cost established carriers in particular really have too much, given the competitive threat from low-fare carriers.
United has been aggressively lobbying for a nearly $2 billion federal loan guarantee, enlisting the help of House Speaker Dennis Hastert of Illinois, United's home base. But the company promised to trim its labor costs to qualify for the guarantee, and without further concessions, whatever chances United had for the federal rescue would appear doomed. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.